USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has voted to end debate on a bipartisan infrastructure spending bill, setting the measure up for a final vote within the next day or two. Senators voted 68-29 Sunday night, with 18 Republicans joining with all Democrats to set the bill up for a final vote, which it's expected to pass. The bill would then go on to the House, where it faces a tougher road. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said that she wouldn't bring the $1.2 trillion measure to the floor of the House unless the Senate also votes on a larger $3.5 trillion spending package. And the Dixie Fire burning in Northern California has become the second largest wildfire in the state's history. The fire burning in four counties has scorched more than 463,000 acres and is about 21% contained. Cal Fire says that three firefighters have been injured while battling the blaze since it began around July 13th. No fatalities have been reported, but the fire has destroyed more than 400 structures, with another 10,000 threatened. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.